it has been is something that was outstanding for the past 5 years. So much money, so much sweat, so much commitment by the people of Zimbabwe have gone into this constitution-making process. And finally, we have had a referendum. Though there are disturbances in terms of intimidations, threats, beatings, and so forth that took place, all that is left is to go back to Parliament and then to the President, and then we have a new constitution for Zimbabwe. I think it's a foregone conclusion that the majority of the people who cast their votes would vote yes. But the most important question is how many people turned out to vote. That would be the greatest test of the legitimacy of the new constitution. If you have fewer than 50% of potential voters turning out to endorse or disagree with a particular constitution, a constitution that has been subject to debate since 1999, that's a serious, serious legitimate question. It will suffer from that for many years to come. So one expects that at least 80% of potential voters must turn out to endorse or disagree with the constitution. That turnout, if it is lower, it will always be raising questions over the coming years. Why didn't people come out to endorse it? What we saw throughout the country, the lines were too short. There were fewer people participating. And one can tell that at the end of the day, the figures are going to be low. And we are going to be debating why people didn't turn out. But I think one of the reasons is that people thought it was a foregone conclusion, and their participation, their legitimacy of the process has been taken away by the political parties.
What are your rough estimates? Do you think 50% of the people actually voted?
No, not certainly. I think it would be around 30%, a third of the people who were supposed to vote turned out to vote. And to me, that's a serious concern. If we are concerned about this constitution being the legitimate supreme law of the land, then one would have expected it to be endorsed by the overwhelming majority of the people of Zimbabwe. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you have 99% or 90% of the people turning out to vote, even if 50.1% endorsed it, as against 49.9% disagreeing with the document.